Arizona voters could soon be faced with a question. Should half of the state's energy come from renewables? This week, a campaign to significantly raise Arizona's existing clean energy target kicked off. Supporters hope to put the measure on the ballot this November. And for more on that, we're joined by KJZZ's Will Stone. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lauren.
So, Will, first, how would this change Arizona's current goal for renewable energy?
It would more than triple our goal of 15% by 2025 and, of course, set a pretty aggressive timeline of getting to that in the next 12 years, 2030. The initiative Clean Energy for a Healthy Arizona hopes to put this in the Arizona Constitution, which means it will need more than 225,000 signatures by early July to get on the ballot this November.
Right. And so who's behind this, considering this is going to be quite an undertaking, getting so many signatures?
Yes. It's a handful of local energy and public health groups that were at the launch this week that included the Arizona Asthma Coalition, the Sierra Club, and Chispa Arizona. But it's still pretty unclear who the financial backers will be because this will require a lot of money. The campaign has filed paperwork to make the committee, but there aren't any disclosures, no ballot language yet, none of that. We also know that nationally, NextGen America is supporting the measure too. And if that group sounds familiar, Lauren, it's the organization set up by progressive billionaire Tom Steyer, who has led a need to impeach campaign against President Donald Trump. You may have seen the advertisements. It's not clear how much money they'll be investing, and organizers of this campaign are generally trying to downplay that involvement and focus really on the local support for this.
So what are local supporters saying?
Primarily, they're pitching this as a public health campaign to clean up Arizona's bad air and pollution. Here are a couple statistics to consider. Phoenix has the fifth highest ozone level of any metropolitan area in the country. Tucson gets a D for ozone pollution. Phoenix has nearly 123,000 people who suffer from asthma, and Tucson has 25,000. You know, and then along with the public health point of view, there's also the clean energy side of this. Obviously, Arizona has vast potential for solar energy, and the cost has come down so dramatically. The workforce has grown leaps and bounds in recent years, and you need a lot of people to install these panels and build these solar farms. So this would also be good for jobs and business.
Yeah, okay. So why go to the ballot? Is this how Arizona developed its current target?
No. In fact, the Arizona Corporation Commission, our public utilities commission, is the body that has handled this kind of energy policy in the past. And they put in place the current goal of 15%. That was more than a decade ago. So by this point, you know, we do have a lower goal than many other neighboring states. In fact, one of the commissioners just in the last few weeks rolled out a proposal to get to 80% by 2050. And that plan has much more detail to it and also includes some forms of energy that aren't traditionally included in these targets of renewables, including nuclear. The commission can't make their renewable energy standard part of the Constitution. So, you know, that's one that's part of the significance of putting this on the ballot. And also, if you, you know, make this an initiative, you force the issue to the forefront rather than waiting for the more traditional kind of political process to play out.
Yeah, yeah. So do we have a sense of any opposition to this at this point?
It's also new right now, Lauren, that it's not entirely clear. No ballot language has been made public. So many groups are waiting, you know, to weigh in. The governor's office didn't have a comment yet. Arizona Public Service, the state's largest utility, said it supports clean energy and is doing so already, but has many questions about the measure. You know, how would it protect consumers from potentially higher prices? How do you ensure the grid remains reliable as you add in more renewables like solar that obviously don't provide the baseload generation that you get from natural gas power plants? So all of these are kind of open-ended questions right now. But, you know, of course, the technology for solar and renewables is, you know, moving very quickly, especially battery storage for solar. And so supporters of clean energy, you know, contend that, you know, this won't be a problem much longer in terms of reliability.
All right. That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Will, thanks.
Thanks, Lauren.